Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So I'm Michael Curtis Johnson. I'm a writer-director from the United States. My first feature film, Hunky Dory, premiered and won a jury award at the Slamdance Film Festival. And my follow-up film, Savage Youth, was developed at the Venice Film Festival's Biennale College Cinema Program, and that premiered at Slamdance as well. I'm also a film professor at the University of North Alabama. I didn't know I wanted to be a filmmaker until I took an appreciation class in college myself, and it didn't... I didn't grow up wanting to be an artist necessarily or shooting movies in my backyard. I came into this sort of late in the game compared to a lot of my contemporaries. I feel like I'm still learning, and it was really through education and discussion that I found my love of cinema. That's why the Berlinale Talents really appealed to me. I've been applying to the Berlinale Talents for a while. I think they finally took pity on me. It's always been something I wanted to be a part of. I've spoken with friends and colleagues like my cinematographer, Mihaela Crossignani, who's taken part before in previous editions, and they all told me it was a life-changing experience. I live in a somewhat isolated part of the state, so it's a rare opportunity for me to collaborate and engage fellow independent filmmakers. I love the Berlinale Talents Mistakes theme for this year. I feel like my mistakes are all over the screen. I'm much more of a formalist than a realist when it comes to my approach. I rely really heavily on performance, and they all end up being, all my films end up being about performance, actually. And the characters sort of play characters inside the world, if that makes any sense. And I think shooting for realism or using documentary techniques can kind of help you in the process sometimes of covering mistakes, but when you try to do something that's a little bit more cinematically formal, it's hard to get all the elements exactly right, and it's really difficult for me to teach. It's really difficult for me to reach like a modern idea of verisimilitude with my projects, with the time restraints and budgets I'm working with. So I try to embrace the unintentional Brechtian moments of the filmmaking process, where you can sort of see the process is somewhat revealed. And in other ways, I'm just kind of okay with resisting the natural inclination to cut in the editing room and letting a shot continue longer than it traditionally would and letting it pick up again. I feel like my mistakes are kind of all over the place, and they're there for everyone to see. So, I just try to embrace them. And I'm an educator myself, so I look at every event at the Berlinale Talents as knowledge I can bring back and share with my students. And besides geeking out about Charlotte Rampling, speaking, I'm really excited to hear about director David Lowery's development process. It's cool to see how others are inspired. And I'm also on pins and needles to see Jennifer Reeder's new film of Knives and Skin. I think she's one of the best and boldest independent filmmakers on the planet. Oh, thank you guys. Hopefully that's good for you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.